This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Hi, welcome. This is Chris Witt's Morning Devotions. I like reading the Good Weekend magazine from the Sydney Morning Herald. I've done so every Saturday for many years. But one article caught my eye by Frank Robson, the journalist. He called it Drifting Away. He describes his life from many years ago, enjoying the company of his close friends during the turbulent years of journalism in the 1970s. His mates, they meant a lot to him. Interesting, though, as he writes, to watch what happens as the years roll on, one by one, those friendships fall away. Some of his friends died of cancer, others just drifted away. And Frank Robson, in this article, gives some very interesting statistics. For example, more than 1 million Aussie men aged between 30 and 65 have very few or no social connections. And he says another poll suggests 17% of all Australians have no friends that they could visit without invitation. So it seems that many of us don't feel comfortable just dropping by to say hello. Males over 55 years of age tend to be most socially isolated, even if they're married. And Relationships Australia did a survey. It revealed 30% of women had five or more close friends, and only 19% of men can say the same thing. Now, I did find these facts rather intriguing. What does it mean? There are many people, especially us guys, who do not have close friends. Lonely, socially disconnected, and maybe, as the journalist Frank Robson suggests, we lose friends as we get older due to the changing circumstances of life. This saying on friendship says it all. He who has a good friend has a treasure. And as we move forward in our lives, some people come, some people go, but true good friends are there no matter what. In some way or another, they're by your side. And so if you've got good friends who bring you happiness, it also seems that you're going to live longer. All of your friends will make you feel loved, like that you are valuable, and they'll also care about you, not just your physical, emotional well-being. A true friend will tell you what they think, and they'll tell you they think if they think something's not a good idea. And you'll also feel healthier. That's what the statistics say. But I like particularly what the Bible says in Proverbs 18, verse 24. It says this, "Some friends don't help, but a true friend is closer than your own family." That's Proverbs 18, verse 24. And each of us needs that sort of encouragement. How wonderful it would be to have one friend who comes alongside to help and lift your spirit. But as I've said already, surveys indicate that not a lot of people have such a person in their life. It was a wise person who said, "A friend is the one who comes in when the whole world has gone out." And when you think about it, good friends are a gift from God, and God wants you to be a good friend. Gladys Aylward was a missionary to China in the early 1900s. Her life story was made into a movie called The Inn of the Sixth Happiness. But as a little girl, she had two great sorrows. One was that all of her friends had beautiful blonde hair, and her hair was coal black. It was black. And the other sorrow was that her friends kept growing after she stopped at 4'10". So God called Gladys Aylward to be a missionary in China. So one day when she stood at the wharf in Shanghai, she looked around at all the people there, and every single one of them had black hair. Every one of them had stopped growing when Gladys did. And so Gladys looked up and said, "God, you know what you're doing." You see, what God was doing was preparing Gladys Aylward to make new friends, and the friend to the Chinese people. You see, God knows what he's doing when you want to befriend others. Being a friend, it requires hard work. It's not a one-way street. Now, how are you going in this area of your friendships? Well, Heavenly Father, thank you today for friends. Memories can be good. They can be bad. We've got some baggage from the past that can be disruptive, troublesome. But Lord, will you please deal with those hurts? Make me a good friend that has love and forgiveness towards everyone. I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.